is we're going to introduce Dr. Lance Rodewald, who's going to come up and preside over our awards for the state and local areas that have just been making so much of a difference at the front line where immunization matters. Lance is going to recognize people, and I'm going to stand down there and hand you your recognition awards, and then we'll have a little bit of photos, and then I come back up here.
Good morning. Anne gives me one of the most fun parts of the whole conference, and so I really appreciate this opportunity. Oh, let me try again. Good morning. Good morning. Anne gives me one of the most fun parts of the conference, and I get to talk about the NIS awards and then announce the awards, and we have kind of a complicated procedure in here, so which Rick Nelson has organized, as always, and so we'll see how this goes. The recipients of the NIS, the National Immunization Survey Awards, when your name is called, please come over here to the podium to receive your award. The NIS provides ongoing national estimates of vaccine coverage among children 19 to 35 months of age based on data for the most recent 12 months. And so right now we have the last two quarters of 2007, the first two quarters of 2008 in here. For the 50 states and six urban areas. This year's NIS awards recognize state and urban areas for achieving the highest 431-331 coverage. And so this is the longest series ever. It's 4 DTaP, 3 polio, 1 MMR, 3 hepatitis B, 3 HIB, and 1 varicella now as part of that series. And I think everybody knows that the national goal, the Healthy People 2010 objective, is 80% coverage for that long series. For the first time, we will have the highest coverage and also the most improved, which is a real challenge when you have a series quite that long. We'll also have, for the first time, awards for the highest coverage for influenza vaccine for children. The states with the highest estimated coverage for 431-331 series, based on the 2007 and 8 NIS data, tied for first place are New Hampshire and Maryland. And New Hampshire, 84.6, and Maryland, of course, 84.6. So please come on up. And we have Marcella Babinski and Greg Reed, Marcella from New Hampshire, and Greg Reed, the program manager from Maryland, and then Dan Hofsenberger from Wisconsin, also in the highest coverage for 83.7%. And Dan will be accompanied by Kathy Edwards. Pardon? Okay, pictures first. Okay. Okay, Wisconsin, the next one. Now, Dan, recognizing that it takes teamwork, has invited key members of his team over here, Kathy Edwards, Jerry Gabor, Tom Mars, Susan Nelson, Stephanie Schauer, and Jennifer Yara. So congratulations to Wisconsin. The urban area with the highest estimated coverage for the 431-331 series based on the 2007 and 8 NIS data is the District of Columbia. And and accepting the award, Rosie and her team, Rosie McLaren, CDC's public health advisor and their program manager, Jackie Campbell, Jacob Umbefor, Vincela Tebron, Donovan Robinson, and Tracy Toffin. So. Now, the most improved coverage, this is a very difficult thing to attain. because you have this long series, and improving coverage really involves oftentimes improving access to immunizations. The state with the most improved coverage is our host state for the conference this year, and Dr. David Lakey, the commissioner of the Texas Department of Health, is going to come up and accept the award, and I believe that Dr. Lakey wants to say a few words to recognize his team.
Thank you. I did want to take a brief second to recognize all those in the state of Texas that have worked so hard in order to accomplish this task. It's our honor to be here today to accept this award, but many folks worked in order for us to accomplish this. I want to, throughout the state of Texas, in the Department of State Health Services, those that are, create policy, individuals, many, many people work together. I want to recognize our governor, the Texas legislature, policymakers for making immunizations a priority here in the state of Texas. And they're actually working on it right now to further improve the policy here in the state of Texas. I also want to recognize and thank the stakeholders that are here that are in the crowd, that are at home, that are spread out throughout the state of Texas, the Texas Immunization Stakeholder Working Group. They have worked for 4 years in order to accomplish this task. They have donated their time, their travel, because improving health for children is a priority here in the state of Texas. These groups include the Texas Pediatric Society, the Texas Medical Association, the National Medical Association, the Lone Star Chapter, the Texas Academy of Family Physicians, the Texas Association of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the Texas Osteopathic Medical Association, the Texas Nursing Association, local health departments throughout the state, the Texas Hospital Association, the Texas Association of Community Health Centers, the Texas Pharmacy Association, and the Texas Association of Health Plans. All of those have worked together. And lastly, I want to recognize the great staff I have at the Department of State Health Services in our regional offices here in our, in our central office. Jack Sims, you've done a tremendous job in working on this. Congratulations. And when public health, good policy, and partners come together, great things can happen. And this partnership to improve the immunization system here in Texas truly has been a success. And finally, I want to thank the CDC for your leadership, the things that you've done in order for us to be successful in this. Thank you very much.
Wow. So we have photo time first. All right, congratulations to Texas. We have another most improved state. Now, Texas coverage went up 12.5 percentage points, an amazing achievement. 11.3 percentage point was increased for Kansas, the host of this conference 2 years ago. And accepting for Kansas will be Sue Bowden. And the urban area with the most improved coverage in the 431-331 series between 2004 and 2007 and 8 is Texas, Bexar County, San Antonio, and Vivian Flores, please step on up. Texas was selected as the site of this conference several years ago, so I think there's a lot of long-term planning that went into this. So, the last category, the states with the highest estimated coverage among children 6 to 23 months of age that were fully vaccinated against influenza during the 2006 and 7 influenza season are Rhode Island with 47.6%. Virginia Payne will be coming up to accept the award. And also for high coverage for influenza, New Hampshire, Colleen Haggerty will be coming up to accept the award, 45.2%. Okay, well, let's have a round of applause for all of the NIS award recipients. Next, we'd like to turn this to the Indian Health Service Awards. Again, this year, we want to pay tribute to one of our national partners, the Indian Health Service Immunization Program. When your name is called, please come to the front of the room to receive your award. For the highest immunization coverage, the Tucson IHS area received the award for highest coverage for 2008. They achieved 94% coverage with the 43133 series for two-year-old children. And accepting the award will be Scott Hamstra. Not very many children that got were left unvaccinated with 94. That's pretty impressive. The most improved coverage, the Nashville area receives the award for the most improvement in coverage in 2007. 65% of their two-year-olds received the 43133 series. And in 2008, that was up to 81%. Accepting the award will be Nicole Black Fox. Please step up. IHS's immunization registry proved incredibly instrumental in helping them achieve this, and part of this is because of good reporting that they've had for these immunization records. And the most complete immunization reporting gets rewarded with another award. The award for the most complete immunization reporting goes to the Navajo IHS area. For 2008, the Navajo area reported on over 80% of their two-year-old population. Accepting this award will be Cheyenne Jim, the program assistant with the IHS program. And now I get to turn the podium over to Dr. Shukat and for several more awards.
Terrific. Thank you, Lance, and congratulations to all of the programs. Really, this is what it's all about, and your efforts make so much of a difference. Next, we're going to hear from ERA. The ERA Center of Excellence Award is an annual award presented by the American Immunization Registry Association to an immunization information system and an immunization program that have actively implemented the PRO Standards of Excellence with activities initiatives they had not used in the past. The standards of excellence are concrete recommendations that can guide an IIS to more effectively support the activities of their immunization program, such as vaccine management, coverage assessment, disease surveillance, and provider quality assurance, and help the program achieve their goals. The 2008 Center of Excellence Award reflects activities and achievements that occurred during the 2006-07 or 2007-08 project years that had not been used before and were particularly unique and creative in their implementation and impact. The call for nominations went out to all immunization information system managers and immunization program managers. Presenting the 2008 Center of Excellence Award is Sherry Riddick, who is ERA President and Washington Child Profile Immunization Registry Operations Manager.
Thank you. I'm really pleased to be here today to recognize some of the leading immunization information system work that has been done. This year, we are presenting three awards in three different categories of excellence. One is data use, one is data quality, and the other is provider participation. Before I go into announcing those three awards, I also would like to to say that we did receive a number of really high-quality nominations for the awards this year, and I'd like to acknowledge three projects who were selected for honorable mention and whose awards will be presented at the ERA reception tomorrow evening. Those are West Virginia's Statewide Immunization Information System, the Kansas Immunization Registry, and the North Dakota Immunization Information System. So now on to presentation of the awards. And Ann Cordone is the ERA president-elect and also chair of the PROW committee of ERA. So she is going to help present the awards. Okay. The 2008 Center of Excellence Award in Data Quality goes to the New Jersey Immunization Information System. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the work that they have done. Mandated reporting to the IAS becomes law in New Jersey in 2011, and as the state also moves forward with interstate data sharing, assuring the quality and integrity of their data has become more critical than ever. They implemented a data assurance division to develop standards and guidelines, using ERA's best practice guidelines for data quality, and the success of their data quality efforts were revealed when an audit of 5,000 medical records and 95,000 shots showed that there's less than a 2% error rate in the New Jersey IIS data, which is phenomenal. So accepting the award. Accepting the award is Dorothy Williams-McCall, the statewide coordinator for the IIS, and Angela Sorrells, Washington program manager. Congratulations. The 2008 Center of Excellence Award in Data Use goes to the South Dakota Immunization Information System, using IIS coverage data in combination with GIS mapping software. They identified geographic pockets of need and also identified providers with low immunization rates and used this information to develop strategies for increasing coverage in these identified areas. Demonstrating the success of this best practice was the increase in coverage rates for 24 to 36 month olds from 50% in 2004 to 86% by July of 2007, which was a fantastic achievement. Accepting our award in data use on behalf of the South Dakota Immunization Information System is Tammy LeBeau, Registry Coordinator for the state of South Dakota. Congratulations, Tammy. Great, congratulations. So the third award is the Center of Excellence Award in Provider Participation, and that goes to the New York State Immunization Information System. In 2008, the New York State IIS experienced major changes. Reporting by providers for all persons under the age of 19 was mandated, and a new web-based system was launched. So maintaining momentum in their provider community was essential. They implemented a multifaceted strategy that included outreach, technical support, and user training. And as a result, the percentage of children less than 6 years of age with two or more immunizations in the New York State IIS more than tripled in a little over 1 year, from 15% in October 07 to almost 50% in January of this year. Great job. Accepting the Center of Excellence Award in Provider Participation on behalf of New York's IIS are Loretta Santilli, Program Manager, and joining her are Michael Flynn, Dr. Blog, and David Lynch. Congratulations all. Thank you, and congratulations to everybody.
Okay, next I'm gonna ask Laurel Wood to come up to present the Natalie Smith Award on behalf of the Association of Immunization Managers, AIM.
Okay.
Okay, this is not Laurel Wood, let me just say that. This would be Jack Sims. Okay.
And Texas didn't plan this either. There's a little thing called a volcano erupting in Alaska, and Laurel could not make it out of the state to be with us. Laurel, in her email communication that I saw, the one thing that she said she was going to miss about this conference early on was presenting this award. It means a great deal to her, as it does to many of us. And absolutely no disrespect, but it's not Howdy Texas, it's how are y'all doing, Texans? I guess it takes a Texan to speak Texan. The Natalie Smith Award is presented in honor of the late Natalie Smith in recognition of her outstanding management and leadership as the Immunization Program Manager in California and as founding member of AIM. And wouldn't she be proud of where AIM has gone today and where we're at as an organization? This prestigious award, presented annually by the Association of Immunization Managers, is the highest form of recognition for immunization program managers. This award recognizes the contributions of an immunization program manager who has demonstrated the high ideals, innovation, and commitment to excellence that characterized Dr. Smith's career. The award honors accomplishments and visionary leadership that have had a significant impact on achieving city, state, territory, and or national vaccine-preventable disease goals. The nominees for the 2009 Natalie Smith Award are Tammy Chartraw of Nevada. Tammy successfully led Nevada's move from a universal select purchasing policy to VFC only, building cooperation among providers, stakeholders, and partners. Previously the state registry coordinator, Tammy established an immunization information system and is now leading the state effort to identify coverage gaps and implement outreach and other strategies to address them. Jim Lutz of Philadelphia. Jim has led the Philadelphia program since its inception in 1994. His vision for an immunization registry resulted in Philadelphia Kids, a web-based registry used to identify and address disparities and to provide direction to the field outreach program. Childhood immunization rates in Philadelphia have climbed from an estimated 40% in 1993 to 82.2% for series complete in 2007. The highest immunization rate among all urban areas measured and second highest amongst all immunization projects, both states and cities nationwide. Rosie McLaren of Washington, D.C. Rosie worked with stakeholders to build and enhance one of the nation's most effective registries and spearheaded efforts to recognize schools, healthcare providers, and childcare facilities with high immunization rates. Under Rosie's leadership since 2002, Washington, D.C.'s infant immunization rates have risen from 68 to 81% for series complete coverage. Childcare immunization rates have risen from 52 to 92%. Head Start from 45 to 97%, and school rates from 40 to 97%. Greg Reed of Maryland. Greg orchestrated two groundbreaking initiatives in Maryland, the first statewide school-based influenza program of its kind, and the only statewide influenza program for healthcare workers. Under Greg's leadership, NIS immunization coverage rates have risen from 75% in 2000 to 92% in 2007. Maryland was recognized by CDC in 2008 with the highest immunization rates in the country. Vincent Sacco of Connecticut. Vince has worked in the Connecticut immunization program since 1982 and became manager in 1995 after developing the state's first immunization action plan. Under Vince's leadership, Connecticut established a statewide immunization registry in 1988, developed case-based varicella surveillance in 2001, initiated a successful legislative initiative in 2003 to support universal vaccine purchase through contributions from health insurers, and collaborated with other infectious disease section programs to develop an adult immunization initiative supporting hepatitis B and A vaccination at STD clinics and a variety of other special settings. Bob Swanson of Michigan. Not as big as the Texas delegation, but you're here, Michigan. Great. Bob is the visionary and primary advocate for the Michigan Care Improvement Registry, MICR. MICR data is used to identify special pocket of need areas, conduct recall activities, assess coverage levels throughout the state, and accurately assess client immunization records to avoid missed opportunities and over-vaccination. Bob works diligently on the high-profile projects, legislative issues, and has a record of accomplishing work that is both replicable and makes an impact at the local, state, and national level. Please join me in acknowledging all of these great nominees. And the award goes to Greg Reed of Maryland.
It's just really inspiring to hear the stories of all of these incredible champions and the support they have from their states and programs. Next, we have the Philip R. Horn Award, which was established in 1995 in recognition of the accomplishments of Mr. Horn during his long and distinguished career. In honor of his achievements, this award is presented each year at the National Conference to an employee of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases who has made significant contributions to advancing our mission, served as a role model to others in the field of vaccine-preventable disease, developed or demonstrated an unusual level of initiative and creativity, accomplished work that has demonstrable impact at the national and/or international level, and consistently made outstanding, significant contributions during the past year or during a career. This year's Philip Horn Award winner has all of these and more. And it's particularly fitting that our awardee gets the award this year on the 20th anniversary of the resurgence of measles in America, and a year when we've just seen a resurgence of measles at a smaller scale, but with a huge challenge to our frontline programs, epidemiologists, laboratory communicators, et cetera. This candidate actually was recruited from the sleepy realm of the rabies laboratory at CDC during the measles resurgence because we needed someone to take on the measles laboratory. In the past 20 years, he has stuck with immunizations through thick and thin, through mumps resurgence and measles resurgence and varicella confusion, and he's now been leading the measles, mumps, rubella, and herpes branch at CDC for the past good time. And so please join me in recognizing Bill Bellini, this year's Philip Horn winner. Okay. And unfortunately, Bill wasn't able to travel to the meeting, so I know he's going to want emails from all of you congratulating him to clog up his email. But Larry Anderson, who's been Bill's boss for quite a while, is going to accept on Bill's behalf. So congratulations to the whole measles family this year.